This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In this message entitled Future Generations, Pastor Scott revisits the past as we celebrate 10 years of meeting together. Our purpose for doing so can be found as we look toward the future. This message was delivered on March 11th, 2018. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Thanks, AJ. I was wondering who took my notes. I almost went panic right there for a little while. Whew. Thank you so much, the hula lady. So beautiful. Did I go off? Oh, no, I'm still there. But, oh, it's just a wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. It's so just nice to see the fresh faces, the old faces who were here from when we began, the new faces. The babies. I can't imagine those who are watching children today in the children's ministry. Please pray for them. Because I don't know how much children they might have, but on a normal Sunday, maybe 30, 40. Today, maybe 50, 60. But wow, God is so good. Amen? Amen. You know, as we celebrate 10 years here, I think 10 years ago, I was 44. 44. 40, yeah, I was 44. And then before that, 7 years. Because when I was 37, God kind of had to slap me around, some sense into me. He said, "What are you doing? My children were babies. What are you doing, you knucklehead? You were raising them to be alcoholics and cigarette smokers and drug addicts." And so when I was 37, I got a couple slaps from the Lord, and he slapped some sense into me and the prayers of my wife. And then in the fall of the age of 37, I said, "You know what? I really need to change." So from 37 to 44, 7 years. I was in training. I didn't know I was in training, but I was in training to do this. And I didn't plan on being a pastor. I just wanted to give my life over to God because I wanted change. I wanted something better in life because, you know, you think it's fun, you know. You drink every night and you wake up every day with the hangover. Tell yourself you're never going to do it again. Come 4 o'clock, you're doing it again. And after years and years of doing it, you think it's fun. I mean, I remember Neil, my neighbor, he cut a trail through 2 acres of forest so he could come over faster so we could drink. Remember that, Neil? And, you know, that was our life. And after years and years of doing that, we said, enough. Enough is enough. Let's change. So, 7 years of training, 44, came here, started New Hope East Hawaii with 30 or something people, plastic flimsy chairs that, you know, wouldn't probably hold anybody over 160 pounds because it was really flimsy. The first Sunday, we sang to an iPod because we didn't have a worship team. And it was really... If you look at pictures from the beginning, it was like, really, like, what? Yeah, and wow. You know, the dates that we mark on the calendars, the markings of milestones of our journey, you know, they remind us of the passing of time. You know, when we're growing up and we're kids, you know, oh, when you're a child, time is like moving at the pace of a snail. You ever watch a snail move? It's like... It is slow. And then as we age, the years, they seem to kind of quicken a little bit. You know, we celebrate with every significant date that passed. You know, birth, first tooth, first steps, first day in school, first date, high school graduation, college graduation, first job, marriage. Not necessarily in that order, okay, because some have first child, then graduation, and all kinds. And the clock ticks on and on. Then it's doctor's appointments and medication and so on. And some say that these events, they quicken as we get older. It's like, how many of you go vacation every year? You know, when the time leading up to your vacation, it takes forever. And then you go on vacation, you leave. Next thing you know, you're back home. It's like, done already? And it like goes. Psalms 90:12 says, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, Psalms 90 is a prayer of Moses, and he teaches us some excellent principles regarding our lifespan. And a few verses before Psalms 90, Psalms 90:10, 70 years are given to us. Some even live to 80. But even the best of the years are filled with pain and trouble, and soon they disappear and we fly away. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives, they say it's 70 years. The Bible said 70 years. Now, if by reason of strength, they're 80, yet they're 80. If we live that long, they boast of labor and sorrow. Because if you're between 80 or 70 and 80, you know it's not as easy to get around. It's a little bit harder. We take a longer to move. And I'm 54, and I notice I am slower than I used to be. I am weaker. But I did prove to James the other day I still can do a one-hand push-up, left or right. And if you need proof, I'll show you later on. Yeah. So wisdom tells us, if the Bible says we live 70 years, then we figure, okay, half of 70 is? Okay, so if you're 35, you're at midlife, man. Sorry to say. So quarter of our life is, how many of you ready for graduate from high school? That is quarter of your life right there. Wow. I mean, of course, God can make us live longer or shorter. I mean, I've seen people who didn't live too long, sad to say. You know, parents, pastors, Sunday school teachers, educators, spouses, we lend our time to loving influences to help the next generation. You thank your Sunday school teachers, your parents, your teachers. We all want to invest in this generation. We want to see this generation succeed. If you're a parent, how many of you desire to see your children do better than you? Yes, I do. When my children do better than me, I don't get jealous. I say, yeah, I did my job. Right? Some of you, when they move out, say, yes, I did my job. Right? When they still stay at home, oh, well, I didn't quite complete my job yet. I got a little bit more. But some of you say, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Right? Because you see, yeah. Psalms 39:4, David puts it this way, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is. Now, the life we have been given is short. I am shorter than most of you, yes. But the life we've been given, although compared to eternity, forever, our life is like not even a dot. But it's so valuable. What we get to do in this short time, whether it's 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, we got to invest, we got to take what we know and teach it to our next generation. Your life, you understand, your life is a prolonged opportunity to get to know God, His majesty, His love, while you experience the milestones of life. So your life is an opportunity. Your life, from the day you were born to the day you die, that dash in between, that birth and death, is your opportunity to get to know God, to get to know his character and to get to be godly. So here's the thing. Each milestone in life is a significant opportunity with God for each believer. And let, you know, the calendar, some of us, when we get old, the calendar is not our friend, right? It's like, oh, no, not another birthday. Not, you know, and we don't like it because we get older. But that's the fact of life. But let the calendar be our friend, numbering our days so that we look upon each day, whether it's a milestone or not, as an anticipation of the greatness of God, of his grace. How many of you get up in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus? Yes. So here's the thing, number one, and our only point, and my message is very short today, let's invest in our future. Let's invest in our children and our neighbors' children and the children that come here and the youth. Deuteronomy 6, 6, and 7. These words which I'm commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons and shall talk of them when you sit down in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you wake up. So we got to talk about God when we sit down to eat, when we get up in the morning, when we go to sleep. We get to make God the focal point of that by saying how good he is, how great he is, how he provides, how he heals, how he disciplines. See, back in the Old Testament, God's people were responsible to meditate on these commandments, to keep them in their hearts. This enabled them to understand the law correctly and apply it. The parents were in a position to impress upon their children all these commandments. The moral and biblical education of the children was accomplished best in the home. Sometimes we say, oh, let them learn it at school or let them learn it at Sunday school. And sometimes in our public schools, the teachers are not allowed to talk about God. I was here on Thursday doing chapel for the 3rd to 5th graders, and man, it was more spooky sitting in front of them than in front of you. Man, I was terrified. And these children were just amazing. And the best thing about it is we got to sing some praise and worship songs before. And I said, like, wow, I wish we could do this in the public school. But it's not allowed. It's so sad. So it is our job and the home. If your child goes to public school, it is our job in the home to teach them the principles of God. And then when they come here, we give them a boost in Sunday school. 2 Timothy 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. These things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful men who will be able to teach others. We teach our children in the hopes of one day they will teach their children and the children after that. We teach our children so that one day maybe they can lead their friends to the Lord and make this a better place. We should be, as a church, as a fellowship, we love to invest in people. I mean, it would be great if the church was this big every Sunday, but in reality, it's not. Because some of you belong to other churches. But those who are here, we invest in you. We want to build big and mighty people, not a big and mighty church with 300 people who half of them just come here because it's the right thing to do. But we want to build strong people, mighty people, people who when they're walking down the street, the devil will run away because they know your reputation. Amen? Amen. So we got to find ways to reach our neighborhood, to reach our district, creative ways to present the truth of the gospel. You know, we get to celebrate this milestone today, but we cannot forget, our work is not even close to being done. You look at all the crime and everything going on in the world, and we just learned in our morning class that we are the reflective surfaces. You know, when you go into your workplace, it's dark. Not like the lights off dark. It's dark spiritually. There's no nothing there. But Jesus shines his light on you and you reflect it to your workplace, in your home, in your community, in your neighborhood. Our work is not nearly done. Not until we get Pastor Aaron and the worship team to do three services here. Yeah, and even then it won't be done, because then we're going to send 100 of them away to start another church. God has extended this life to us as believers. It's for us to display God's full measure and his purpose. And we get to pass this on to our future generations. Amen. How do you like that for a short message? Yeah? Oh, I wish it was that short every week. Because sweat up here. But hey, we're going to have the next generation come up and they're going to dance. And you got to understand the song that they're dancing to. These are the songs that my children dance to. And you can be thankful that I didn't teach them this dance. Or their Sunday school teachers taught them this dance. And my children taught this to your children. And this is how this is just a dance, but it's a beautiful dance. But that's how we pass on the word of God from generation to generation to generation. I mean, you've heard it said, Christianity is one generation away from becoming extinct. If it dies with us, then it dies. But I ain't going to have that fall on my generation, right? Because we're going to pass it on to the next. And if we do a good enough job, they will pass it on to the next one. Amen? Amen. Would you welcome our children? Aren't they beautiful? I would just love to take them all home, but I think my wife might go crazy. I don't know whose idea was that, but I'm going to find out. And if any of you put this on Facebook, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Well, thank you so much, children. Hey, could you imagine 10 years from now, when we show these videos of these children dancing, and I might be in my walker by then, they was like, wow, I remember that. They will be like graduating from high school. And hopefully they can teach that to the next generation. Amen. What a wonderful time. So, hey, yeah, God is so good. Thank you so much. You want to stay up here?
I don't mind.
Okay, you guys can go. But hey. So don't forget, okay, we got choke food, so please stay and eat, because I cannot eat it all myself. I'm on a diet. Don't forget, please go take a picture in the gym, because I really want to see all of you. And if I haven't greeted you yet, I would love to sit down, talk, start, give you a hug, and just say, share your memories of the past 10 years, whether you've been here 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 6 months, 2 months. Just share your memories with each other and enjoy this time. And just remember, all glory goes to God. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this 10 fabulous years, that we may continue to glorify you, to worship you, to build you up. We are so grateful for you, for your presence every week you show up. Bless this time, the food, the fellowship, and all that we do. Keep us safe. We thank you so much. Thank you for the great weather. We love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So now that I dance, no water slide for me. I did my part. All right. God bless you all. Have a wonderful afternoon. Please go have some food.
You've been been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.